Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Corn residue is a valuable grazing resource, but some producers believe cattle performance has declined with the rise of BT corn hybrids. While BT traits protect corn against pests like corn borer, it has led some to question whether these hybrids affect the nutritional quality of corn residues. Today, let's take a look and see. In short, research indicates no significant difference in digestibility of residues between BT and non-BT corn. Studies conducted by the University of Nebraska from 2001 to 2011 compared calf gains on BT and non-BT residues and found no differences in performance. Similar findings were reported in Iowa State studies on beef animals and in UNL studies with dairy cattle. So why do producers feel otherwise? One possible explanation is the increase in cattle size. Larger animals require more feed than smaller animals of the past, and if stocking rates have not been adjusted accordingly, cattle may not be getting enough feed. A second impact may be the reduced plant damage BT corn gets from pests. Paired with more efficient harvesting methods, less grain may be left behind in the field for cattle to forage on. This could lead to the perception of lower performances. Finally, another factor is yield. As corn yields have increased, the quality of residue, particularly leaves and husks, have decreased. More energy is directed toward grain production, with less for the plant itself. Since leaves and husks are the main dietary components for grazing cattle, any decline in their quality can make it harder for cattle to meet their nutritional needs. While BT traits do not directly affect corn residue quality for grazing, secondary factors like animal size, less grain on the ground, and the impact of higher yields on residue quality must be considered. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.